بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. Suppose that someone was a pagan and he was living before even the birth of Ashab al-A'raf, of the companions of A'raf. But he lived the world before them, for naturally. But he was, in fact, he was intending to do good deeds there. So do you mean while he's going to be here, I mean, what he's going to be called for there, the Ashab al-A'raf will treat him in a nice way? Or is there a difference within their treatment with believers and non-believers?
There is a criterion, you know, in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us after everything is over, the judgment is over, good people are in paradise and bad people are cast to hell. Then the people who are in hell, they say, لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعْ أَوْ نَعْقِلْ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. If you had this qualification, these two ones, one of these two, we were not in the hell. What are these two? They say, لُكُنَّا نَسْمَعْ. If we listen to the prophets, to the messengers, or if we used our ration and reason, whether to do this or that, in كُنَّا نَسْمَعْ أَوْ, أَوْ means or, means if we had one of these two, today, we were not in such a state. So, in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this verse that those who are condemned to hell are in these two categories. Sometimes you have seen the messengers. The messengers come to you and tell you what is right and what is wrong. So, if you accept it, you have then practice upon what they have done, what they have said to you and told to you. So in fact, you have done according to the revelation, and so you will succeed. Sometimes a person may live in at a time or in a place that there is no messenger there. But this person at least uses what he understands, his ration or her ration, her intelligence. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two proofs. Hujjatun zahira wa hujjatun batina. Internal proof and external proof. External proofs are the prophets and imams. And internal proof is the reason. The ration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. All people know that injustice is bad through their reason. Beating others is bad. Stealing others' money, for example, is bad. This is what that man understands through his or her nature. So even if a person lives in a place that no messenger has come to him or to her, and he or she is not able to hear the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he practices according to his reason, again this person has the hope to succeed.
Very nice.
So this is in general. And you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward people through different, opportunities and capacities he has given to people. And this is the justice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. So, you said that there are some people who maybe didn't know Ahlul Bayt by their names.
Not by name, but even by their characteristics.
Even they haven't seen these people, but if they had some messengers, they have practiced what the messengers told them. Or if they didn't receive any message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they practice according to their reason, they can succeed.
And if there was no messenger and they practice based on their intellect?
Intellect and what they understand.
And this would be, again accepted?
According to Quran, yes. There is a hope for them to succeed.
www.islam.com